Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. This is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Tungabili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing young Zimbabweans who have benefited from various sponsored scholarships, especially abroad, and the impact they are making upon return back home.
Let's get talking live on Studio 7 and our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp WhatsApp number, and that number is +011-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. So give us a call and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are also streaming live on the internet. You can head over to our web pages, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com to check us out live on air.
This is Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
In the past 2 years, hundreds of young Zimbabweans have trotted the globe under various prestigious programs in various countries with the intent of sealing new skills, practices, programs, and companies to improve and develop Zimbabwe. These programs include the Mandela Washington Fellowship, created by U.S. President Barack Obama, the Tony Elomelu Entrepreneurship Program, founded by Elomelu, a Nigerian businessman, to uplift young Africans, and the Cheving Scholarship, created to access UK-based tertiary institutions, among many other programs.
Upon return, these young Zimbabweans have flooded their respective sectors with the skills and knowledge they have gained to develop the country. Some have hit the ground running, continuing their work in the health, education, and legal sectors, while others have begun feeding into the sprawling entrepreneurship hub growing in Zimbabwe. But the question becomes, have these projects really been fruitful? And with the state of the economy, are these young people able to adequately implement these changes? So today we talk to some of the beneficiaries live on Studio 7.
I think it should be very interesting in Tunga to find out what they've been doing since leaving so many of these respectable and prominent programs.
Ongo tatenda maswara sei vatereri tukusangara muchirongwa cha nasi chirongwa che vechidiki chirongwa cha tinomuunzira nechipiri chega chega pano pa Studio 7 chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvirongwa zvedzidzo zviri kuitwa nedzimwe nyika kana kuti nevanhu vakazvimirirawo nevanhu vakazvimirira vanenge Tony Elumeli musvinabisi muzi wekuNigeria. Tichitarisawo zvirongwa zvakafanana neMandela Washington Fellowship. Tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vakambopindawo muzvirongwa izvi kunzwa kuti vari kuvaka ruzivo rwavakawana vari kurushandisa sei uyezve avo vane mabhizimusi tichanzwawo kuti mabhizimusi avo ari kufamba sei. Lichona njani mtwakazo muhle siyadibana namhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo abaphatheke kunhlelo zemfundo ezitshiyeneyo ezifana lohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship, iTony Elumelu Entrepreneurship Program. Siza kuzwa kwabanye abaphatheke kunhlelo lezo ukuthi ulwazi abalutholileyo luba lusebenzisa njani ukuthuthukisa impilo zabo kumbe impilo zabanye abanye ngabala mabhizimusi sizakuzwa ke njalo kubo ukubana balusebenzisa njani lolo lwazi ukuthuthukisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kanye lamabhizimusi abo.
Siyabonga Ntunga. And of course, to get things going, we can't help but have one of our wonderful Mandela Washington fellows who's here on attachment with us, Voice of America Studio 7, to join us. So we're going to milk you as much as we can before we send you back home.
You are loud.
That is Tato Mochone. And of course, as I said, she is a Mandela Washington fellow and one of those young Africans who will be returning home upon her experience here in the U.S. to implement all that she's learned. Tacho, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Mochone, we are kind of taking a stock today. You know, your colleagues went back home like 2-3 weeks ago. And of course, we'll be having some of them live on air today. But you've been with us for the past like 3 weeks now. How do you like what we do, and how have you benefited?
I personally have benefited in so many ways. You know, when you compare the way things are done back home, and you compare that with what is being done here, and you realize that this is how it should be done, and it is not happening this way home because there is no freedom of speech. Yet that the claim was that we have that, because if we say there is democracy in Southern Africa or in Africa, but yet at the same time people are still scared for their lives, you know, to report on issues, and there are certain things that they cannot touch. That's really a very big challenge. So I think those are some of the things. You come here, you get the training, but the challenge is when you go back home, you worry about the authorities. You worry about going back to the same system that says you cannot do this, and then there comes the term westernization. You come with your Western tendencies. And I realize it's not even Western tendencies. It's just the fear of change and of it's like you are challenging the authority, and it cannot be done because the authority does not okay it.
And very interesting indeed. And we spoke earlier about the Chevening scholarship. There's 20 Zimbabweans among them, young people who will be taking part in this program in the next few weeks or days. They'll be heading to England to various institutions of learning. And those 20, Adrian Chari, Angela Jimo, Blessing Gore Jena, Zenzo Spanda, Mandy, Guy Hai, Claudius Muserere, Pezisai Nemaziva, Tariro Muzorori, Innocent Muleya, Mfundo, Mlilo, Samson Zimuto, Philip Dauti, Simbarashe Magege, Granti Murewa Nema, Gilfen Moyo, Martin Takawa, Sibusisiwe Ndlovu, Nomeni Matara, Tafadzwa, Machirori, and last but not least, Cora Magia, Bazaba Besema University, Achiene Oge, Awe Ngilandi, Okomiaga, they are going there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spoken to them, of course, including Fundo Mlilo in our program earlier, and they are really excited.
Mm-hmm. So I hope the ones we shouted out will be very open to us calling them during their time while they're in the UK. But of course, Ntunga, we do have some guests who are joining us on the air now to discuss our topic today. The first one is Constantine Nyanzero, who is a one of the participants with the Global Entrepreneurship Summit that happened in Kenya when President Barack Obama was there. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
All right, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. And we also have with us Ntunga. I think we have Tawanda. Do you have Tawanda on the line with us? Tawanda Mushaire?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm there. How are you? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tawanda. Tawanda was with the Tony Emelumu Entrepreneurship Program there in Nigeria. So, of course, he'll give us his take on what happened there. So, we'll start off with you, Costa.
Yeah.
There's a terrible line. I'm not sure whether it's Costa or Tawanda, but we are getting, too much feedback. I think it's Costa's line. We might have to drop your line and call you back, Costa. But in the meantime, I'll go to Tawanda. Tawanda, tell us, I know we spoke earlier, but in brief, tell us how the Tony Elumelu program has changed your life and how has that transformed your business?
Thank you very much, Tunamili. As we discussed earlier, some weeks ago, we were given the capital and the technical know-how of operating a business in Africa with the ideas from other countries in Africa. And our business plans, they are being approved in America by a company called Accenture. So we have used that information to run properly our businesses. And as for me, I've set up everything. My workshop is in Greenwich site, Harare. And I've employed three people who are going to be operating one of the machines. As I said, I'm into waste management.
Mm-hmm. And, Tawanda, would you say that, upon your time with this entrepreneurship program and your return to Zimbabwe, that you even right away were able to implement some very basic changes that helped you in your business practice?
Yeah, it is a very good program that we went through. It was theoretical for the past 3 months, and then we went for a boot camp there in Nigeria. And when we came back, we were then supposed to implement what we had learned for the past three months, and we did exactly like that. And the results are quite good. And you see that what you have gone through in theory, when you are now going through it practically, you have to be able to be on your feet and able to adjust to the changes that have taken place in the market and also in the business world.
Okay, thank you, Tawanda. Costa, are you on the line? Okay. Ungati taurira, mkoma Constantine, kuti kuinda, gana kuti kupina mchirongwa che Global Entrepreneurship Summit, kwa kaku basira sei?
Going to Global Entrepreneurship Summit for me and Batra Skuru, because unlike most people who I went with, they are entrepreneurial. I mean, I'm a, sort of like an entrepreneurship system architect. I focus more on developing the ecosystem. I work for a company on the emerging ideas. I think they're very turned on the program that we do pitch night. And I'm also working for Innovation Barazan, where we're trying to give my entrepreneurs a platform where they can exhibit and also at the same time meet my entrepreneurs. So for me, I met very interesting people at GES. I met Ben White, who was the founder of VC for Africa. I think, if anyone, Ben White is the most knowledgeable person I report about entrepreneurs and my investors in Africa. I also got some time to. I also spent quite some time with Ashish Thakkar, the billionaire from Uganda, and it was interesting to see my dynamics. I report between Kenya, the way the government has supported entrepreneurship, they've gotten the corporates involved, and where we are in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Costa. Tato, we'll come back to you. You know, you're hearing your counterparts here who've been in similar programs and, you know, what they've gone through. When you go back home, you know, what are the first things that you want to implement on the ground, you know, be it maybe best practices or be it just the general things that you've had the ability to learn, you know, while you've been here?
Okay. What I've learned is, for me, when you join radio and you find the way of doing things in place and you just went and you just go in and blend with the style, that's what I've been doing. But ever since I got here, I realized that radio is more than that. Media is such a powerful tool. I learned that here, and there are so many issues of interest that I should be addressing. So I have learned that with my experience here, I should be addressing human issues. I should be addressing issues that affect the people, not just focusing on Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and shout outs, you know, on radio. There are a lot of things that I can do on and with my time on radio, touching lives, educating, and, you know, not just focusing on entertainment, which is what I was doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think that people will be receptive to that?
Now that is a problem. And it is not a problem that people are not going to accept that. It is just that naturally people like change is unsettling. Mm-hmm. Whether it is good or bad, it is unsettling. But when people see that this is for a good cause, actually they blend in. And what I know, what I've learned here is that people love news. People love being informed. And they love to hear about them on radio. And when you talk about issues of HIV and AIDS and LGBTI and religion, and you're actually talking to the people about issues that affect them. And there is not a way that people are not going to be receptive to such. Mm-hmm. Whereas back in the past, it was me and music and, you know, phone calls, how are you doing, where you are, which I really feel like so much waste of time for that particular time that I spent on radio. And that was all that I was doing. Mm-hmm. I wasted so much time. Mm-hmm. Instead, I should have been addressing issues of gender equality, LGBT issues, HIV and AIDS, you know, and many other things of relevance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Tato, you are beating yourself up for wasting some time, but I don't think you wasted time, really, because entertainment is part of, you know, television is part of entertainment, is part of radio. So you were doing one thing, right? But now, instead of, you know, regretting what you were doing, you should be like, okay, I'm going to go a step further. That's the attitude I think you should adopt. And we have our third, or rather fourth, guest on the line. Mnumzana Promise Muleya. Mnumzana Muleya, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, mthongamini, ngabe kunjani khonapho? Ngibulise abalaleli kuzo zonke izigaba zomhlaba.
Yeah, siyaphila, Mnumzana Muleya. Ungasitshela ungomunye wabaphatheke kuhlelo leMandela Washington Fellowship. Libuyelile ekhaya kumaviki amathathu edluleyo. Seliphendukile, selisenza njalo imisebenzi yenu. Ungathanda ukusichazisela, Mnumzana Muleya, ukubana kuyini osokuguqukile ngokufunde ngapha kundlela oyenza ngayo imisebenzi wakho kathesi?
Ngiyabonga baba Mkhungamili. Ngingathi into esidizi esiphatheke ngayo kathesi kwakathesi ikhangela ungathi leadership development plan. Okusho ukuthi sisaqela ukuthi indlela zami esingasebenza ngazo thina nkokeli sezisakhulayo. So ngenye inhlelo esayitholayo kuhlelo lolu olweMandela Washington Fellowship ukubana siqedisise i-leadership development plan yethu, sizabe sibhala ingathi imbuzo eqakathekileyo ezayenza ukuthi sithelezi izinhlelo zethu kakuhle. Nganika umzekeliso emhleleni zami. So lapha ngizama ukudinga ukuthi kahle kahle nganceda njani abantu njalo ukuthi ngiguqule ubuyanga ukusemangeni yakithi sisebenzisa imfundo njalo
zinika abantwana esengathi nama-agriculture skills ezikoleni. So into engifuna ukuyenza okwamanje ukuthi ngabe singifakela ukuthi yebo ngisebenza eMelika ngafunda ngabona ngayenza ubudlelwane labantu abathize abavela kwamanye amazwe. Into engifuna ukuzayenza ngase ngisedinga ngiyokhangela izikolo, izikolo lapho ngisebenza ngazo ukuthi ayikhari yange ukuthi singancedisana njani ukuthi abantwana bebebonakala belima izilimo zabo bephela ukudla esingathi ngabe yilanchi emini. Ngisuka khonapho ngifuna ukuthi umzekeliso lowo ungapheleli esikolo esisodwa, funa ukuthi siqelise kuzikhono zonke ezisemangeni yakithi edinga. Ngathi ngamafitshane yindla engilazo, ngingeze futhi njalo ngilama-meetings engiwaseleleyo athize ngifuna ukuhlangana lo meli wephalamende wesigaba sakithi uNumzane Sibeko ukuthi ngixoxisane laye ukuthi kambe yini engiyifundileyo kwele Melika iziphi ndlela esengizitholile ukuthi siguqule umumo esedini. Njalo ngizahlangana le nduna zakithi, njalo ngisenza njalo ngifuna ukuyenza okuthiwa i-outreach, ngixoxisane lo munye esasinayo lapho kumandela wasemthenisele usizile ngamande loyivonzila labanye abathile ukuthi siyenze i-outreach program sivakathele amadolobha athi iwange Victoria Coast Inga, sivakathele izikhono ukuthi njengoba lesazi ukuthi ihlelo lolu kuzabe ukhipha abanye abafika kweli-1,000 kumnyaka ozayo e-Afrika jikelele yonke. Sizama ukuthi sitshengise abanye abantwana abasakhulayo abangabe bafuna ukuphatheka kulolu hlelo, sibatshengisa sibafundisa lokho esikufundileyo kuli-fellowship, kuli-program. Okunye okubalisela abathi yiyali-learn. So into esizazenza ngathi ngamafitshane nomzana Nkosi.
Aha, siyabonga, qhubeka ubambile khonapho Mnumzana Muleya. Hanzi tine mumwe guest wedu nasi tatenda vatangai Murangari. Va Murangari tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Vaita zvenyu.
Atangai, we spoke to you earlier pa program yedu ye Shishona, but if you can just expound on what you're doing back on the ground now that you have returned back home to Zim, what exactly are you doing and what have you been able to implement since your return from the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program?
Okay, for me it's really been an exciting time. Just before I left, I took it upon myself to leave the job that I was currently in. I thought I needed a new start. I thought I needed to do something new. And so on my return, I started a consulting firm. And just as I came back, I negotiated the implementation of my first 12-month consulting contract, which, in all honesty, was at least 1.5 times or at least 0.5 times what I was getting before I left. And I think I would attribute at least the ability to close that contract to the way in which I was looking at things, the way I was looking at how I was facing business in Zimbabwe. And so I've been, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, based at a new client, totally different from what I was doing, and I'm finding it quite exciting, and I'm really excited about the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay, tinotenda va Murangari. Back to you, Tato. Let me put you in the spot, rather on the spot. You talked about issues of LGDP. you know, what do you call LGBTI?
Q.
And those are gay issues. You know, in most African countries, including Zimbabwe, there's a hot button issue because our societies are largely conservative. How's that issue being, you know, held in your country, Lesotho?
It's still the same case as Zimbabwe, but I think, like, as a young leader now, Mandela Washington Fellow, this is why I said earlier, I regret the time that I wasted, because as a young person, when you grow up, you have goals and you know what this is what I want to do. So I was there and I was thinking, I'm just playing music, I'm not touching lives. So the issues of LGBTI, these are the issues that our communities need to be sensitized about. Because whether we like it or not, we have these people in our societies and we cannot kill them. We cannot beat them up. What is it that they are taking from you as a person? If they're not taking anything from you, and if they feel they are okay living that way, can't we let them be? And it goes on to say, to a point where I say, someone has to say something. And if you are a media personnel and you have the voice, you know, you have that influence, you have that impact, many people listen to you. And I thought it was a calling, like, to represent the minority, the underrepresented. So it's not an easy thing to do, mm-hmm. but how do you approach it? You know, how do you make people understand? I always make an example of someone that drinks alcohol and someone that doesn't drink. That's what I always say to people. Think of this person as a person who drinks alcohol if you don't. Or think of this person as a person who doesn't drink alcohol if you don't. What is it that you don't like about them? What you don't like about them is that they're doing something that you're not doing. If they're not in your space, let them be. So it's a very sensitive issue, and you'll be stepping on so many toes, and you'll be in conflict with so many big institutions, from your church to your the tradition and the authorities, maybe. But at the end of the day, it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to pose this to you, but also to our other guests, to also answer this question in their respective fields. You know, what you're talking about, there might be some people who would say, okay, that's the American. You're coming with your American mm-hmm. mindset. You went to America for 6 weeks, for 12 weeks, and now you've adopted this American mindset. What's your response to that?
Okay, luckily for me, I started before I came here on that issue.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, change is unsettling. The majority of the time, people will say that because you are exposing them to something new. Most of the time, it's something that is going to benefit them. Or if the person is not going to benefit, other people are going to benefit from that. That is why you get those mentalities. And I think, like, as leaders, this, you just have to think about, how am I going to deal with this negativity? How do I go about it? And you're not going to be defensive, of course, but you have to make people see from your corner how you are seeing things, you know. Don't force them into your ideas, but make them see that, okay, this is how I see these things. How do you see it? And, you know, mm-hmm. not force or impose things. Like when you get home and then you just force everyone to be okay with the LGBTI, you know. But make them see things the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Tawanda, Tine, 1 minute before we go to our break. We'll come to you really quickly, Tawanda. What's your take on the question of change, or some changes that you've wanted to implement in the overall practices in Zimbabwe? Has there been any drawback to that?
Sorry, can you come again on your question?
Are there any issues that you're facing in terms of drawback of the changes you want to make in your particular industry?
No, there are no changes that the public of the economy is not as you are aware that a lot of people, they are having their contracts terminated. So we are also looking forward to maybe a decrease in our sales emanating from that effect that we have started giving these small businesses in a harsh economic condition, and we do expect to come across quite a number of difficulties, but we are still looking forward to be able to have something positive out of it.
Thank you there, Tawanda. Just hold on the line. And of course, to the rest of our panelists and guests, Constantine Promise and Tangai, if you just can hold on the line there, we'll come right back to you as we take this moment in Tunga, of course, to say goodbye to our radio listeners. But head over to the web, Ntunga, where can they find us?
It's www.voazimbabwe.com. We are live streaming on that our website.